Do you believe that men can get pregnant?
Yes.
Do you guys feel like Donald Trump has done not well in...
I'm a staunch feminist. I'm an angry feminist.
Thoughts on cis white males?
That can go to hell.
How many genders are there?
As many as you want there to be.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
Vaccines change the world.
Making a baby.
Dude, this is for four-year-olds.
We have some angry feminists. Hey, what are you doing? What does feminism mean to you?
Yo, what is going on, you guys, and welcome back, guys. Today, we are here in Melbourne, Australia. I've flown down from Sydney to specifically come here because Melbourne is actually known as Australia's most woke city. And today we'll be investigating why Australia's become so woke, where did it come from, what are the repercussions potentially, and just seeing how Australia became this way. The term woke used to mean having a more open mind towards government agendas and things happening in the world. However, today it's actually been completely changed in terms of its definition, and now it more so means representing advocacy for equality and progressive ideologies that not everyone actually likes. Some examples of woke culture entail LGBTQ rights, climate activism, racial injustice, deconstructing the patriarchy, and even advocating cancel culture in some instances. Now, I'm about to meet up with a guy called Louis, who's a friend of mine, who actually knows around 10 plus languages. Let's go and meet him. How are you, bro?
How many languages do you speak?
So I use 5 professionally for work. I can definitely conversate in at least 30 languages to people, yeah.
Today I reckon we go and investigate this topic on how Australia became so woke, and I think the first stop for us is a suburb called Brunswick. What do you think?
I know it very well. I'll show you. Let's go.
Let's go. Quick question. We're just doing a vlog for YouTube right now. I've heard of something called, is it Drag Queen Story Hour? What are your thoughts on that?
Love that. It's like just it? Costume that makes people happy. I don't see why it's a problem.
You reckon kids should be taught about drag queens at like 6 years old?
I think there's some parts that kids will understand and some parts that they won't, so it's sort of understanding what benefit they need out of that.
Do you consider yourself woke?
Not as much as I could be.
Okay, yeah, right. Yeah. So you're striving to become more woke.
Striving to be the best person I can be.
Cool. Nice to meet you. Thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it.
All right, so we're on the tram right now. We're going to go ask some people on the Melbourne tram what they think of woke culture in Australia.
You want you can sit here over me.
Chintagurina. Chintagurina.
Okay. Are you landed, actually?
Roma, Bangla, Bondo, Tekeshi.
Oh, okay.
Roma, Italia. Yeah. You know, how would you say, like, the transgender, you know?
There are a lot of transgender.
Is it in Bangladesh, too?
Recently, they are showing. So before they was like hidden. They are like protest about their transgender. So just in Bangladesh, it is not legal.
What sort of injustices do you feel like there are in 2025?
Wealth inequality.
Wealth inequality, interesting. Are you against capitalism?
Not really, I can't be, because I'm also part of the system.
那个怎么说, like sports, 怎么说? 不同的运动的,他们有男的,还有女的,一起玩。
停。
And one more question. Are you in favor or against climate change activism?
Favor, always favor.
All right, bro, nice to meet you. Thank you. That was a woke man right there.
Oh, yeah.
All right, guys, we have arrived in Brunswick. Woo! Brunswick! So can I ask you a quick question real quick?
Yeah.
How many genders do you think there are?
2.
And do you feel like people in Brunswick would agree with you on that statement?
No.
How many genders are there?
As many as you want there to be. I think it's like dependent to the person.
Yeah.
What are you advocating for today, sir, in Brunswick?
Free Palestine.
Free Palestine?
Because we're Ramadan, you know, month.
Are you Muslim?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Yeah, I am, yeah.
And what's the sticker you have? I saw a sticker somewhere. Yeah. So boycott Israel,
Then
free Palestine.
Yep.
What sort of like social justice campaigns would you personally advocate for?
Pro-Palestine, but not in a like Judaism is Zionism way. I think obviously Judaism is not Zionism. Zionism is extremism.
What do you guys think about Donald Trump being elected?
As an American dog, I don't.
No?
Nah. Like, just the other day, like, we're now in a trade war. It's like, we don't need to be doing this. I don't think he presents a good image of, like, equality either.
Trump? What do you reckon?
I hate him. Yeah, I hate him a lot.
What would you say one of the biggest problems in the world are right now?
Climate change is a big one. Like, equal rights for everyone. Abortion should be an obvious thing that is free and not really fair for a man to make a choice about a woman's body.
Equal pay for women and stop violence towards women.
Do not be touching me.
We're constantly fighting to close the gap. Pay rises for women-dominated industries.
International Women's Day, what do you feel like that means to you personally?
No comment.
What do you hate about Trump? What do you hate about Trump?
Trump!
Can I ask you guys one question? You said F off.
¿Y qué tal con Trump? ¿Buena onda o qué?
No, no. Él no es buena onda con la gente, en realidad, no. Eso es.
¿Y qué piensas de la gente que están, o sea, los transgenders y eso, que están en los deportes como olímpicos, como los hombres con las mujeres, y están boxeando con un hombre y con una mujer?
Yo creo que todos tienen derecho nomás como a participar en lo que ellos quieran.
So what are your thoughts on Brunswick? Is it actually as woke as people think it is, or?
Yeah, it kind of is. But I mean, it's not to say that people here are bad or like inherently like immoral or unethical or anything like that. I think it's just, you know, you've got an enclave of people with, you know, like very liberal or far left kind of ideologies and stuff.
And would you identify as a lefty?
Yeah.
Proud Brunswick lefty?
I guess so, yeah. I mean, I'm from Brunswick. Yeah.
I love the confidence, thank you. Bro, that was like the nicest lefty I've ever met in my entire life. She was so like down to earth. She wasn't triggered, not offended by anything.
No.
I could even call her a lefty, she was cool with it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's it.
All right, guys, so we have just arrived at one of Melbourne's most wokest libraries, the Fitzroy Library. So, Lingo Louis, tell us exactly why we're here.
Because they advocate for a lot of the wokeness here, you could say.
Yeah, let's go, I'm excited. Yeah. Yeah, I'm excited to see what all the hype's about. Because I have heard about these things, guys, in Melbourne, especially like certain gender ideologies, you know, being talked about with children and stuff like that. So we want to see if it's actually the case here. Check out some storybooks, maybe see what they're sort of, you know, chucking in there. I'm excited. Let's do it. All right, so guys, we have just entered the library. The first thing I see is a First Peoples section. I have a feeling, bro, there's some stuff here, but I just can't really understand what they're about. It's a thing.
Oh, how's this one? Ready?
Vaccines change the world. Look, I'll be honest with you. I'm keen to see if they are doing some books for children, which I definitely do not advocate for here. I'm sure there are some.
So we've got LGBTQ icons. Okay.
Okay, so Louis, I found one called Pinkies for Boys. What have you found? There's a book. This is a children's book. It seems people really have a problem understanding that before you have with someone, and that's every time you have with them, make sure they want to have with you too. Dude, this is for 4-year-olds.
I think we should ask if they have any like gender affirming books or anything, or like kids, but I don't know how we're gonna pitch it.
You have like gender books about like genders for the kids and stuff like that.
Gender.
And then like you can filter it by junior.
Oh wow, so there's a lot of gender stuff for juniors.
Junior, like that's like primary school age?
Primary school.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. We'll have a look at this. Yeah, we'll have a look.
Right.
Thank you.
No worries.
Cheers, appreciate it.
So you can see we've got gender here. There's 26 results in children's books. If you're a drag queen and you know it, this is from 2022, and this is for ages 4 to 8. This is my family of first group same-sex parents. My daddies.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Making a baby, an inclusive guide to how every family begins.
This is like the youngest children's section that there is. All right, so guys, we have just arrived at an International Women's Day protest in Melbourne. You can see how many people are behind us right now. They're basically on the Facebook group have said, this is a march to try and end the patriarchy. We're gonna see what it's all about. You can see some very angry advocates of certain social justice issues behind us.
Hey, misogyny has got to go, hey, hey. Ho, ho.
So we're just independent journalists. What sort of misogyny are we referring to today?
Sexism, catcalling, gender pay gap, so much misogyny, men getting superior jobs over women, men getting leadership roles over women.
There's a bunch of them, right? So we're constantly fighting to close the gap. Pay rises for women-dominated industries, because right now there's the most serious women-dominated industries in Australia, aged care workers, teachers, everything else, woefully underpaid, and I think we all know that.
Equal pay for women and stop violence towards women.
Yep.
And support for Aboriginal women.
Yep.
And
and trans women.
Do you think men and women should be paid the exact same amount in sports?
Absolutely.
These are industries that need to be paid the same because it's not about entertainment, it's about the value they provide for people, ultimately.
Do you believe that like men should be allowed to participate in female sports?
Absolutely.
Yeah? What about boxing and combat sports?
Absolutely, yeah.
Why is that?
Because trans women are women,
right.
Trans men are men, and they should be participating in the sports that feels right for them.
And do you believe that men can get pregnant?
Yes.
What are your thoughts on cis white males?
They can go to hell.
Do you believe that biological males should be allowed in female changing rooms?
I think trans women should be allowed in female change rooms, yeah.
Do you believe that poses a safety risk for women in those changing rooms?
No, it doesn't.
What are your thoughts on feminism?
Well, I'm here, aren't I? Yeah. I'm a staunch feminist. I'm an angry feminist.
Where's the blue hair, though, the pink hair?
Feminism needs to exist. Otherwise, we wouldn't be doing things like this.
What are you guys advocating for this rally today?
No comment.
International Women's Day is obviously a big, you know, day of the year. What do you feel like that means to you personally?
No comment.
So no, you don't want to answer any questions?
No comment.
And if someone doesn't sort of like support, say, trans rights or feminism, do you believe they should be cancelled online?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes. Discrimination against anybody for being who they are. They absolutely should be cancelled.
Can we interview you guys real quick? We're just doing a documentary, that's all. What are you guys here for?
I am here as a women's rights activist that says no to men in women's spaces and women's sports.
Yeah. And so what are you protesting here today for?
I'm protesting here today for women's rights, to say no to men. Women's sports, women's spaces, women's rape crisis shelters, women's prisons, women's hospitals. 50% of people are women, and for a long time we've acknowledged that they need to exclude men sometimes. This has changed recently. We want it back. We want our stuff back.
Exactly. And what?
Do you not touch me with that again. Do not be touching me.
We have some angry feminists in the background over here. What does feminism mean to you? What does feminism mean to you? Hey, what are you doing? Hello. What's wrong with you? What are you doing? Hey. What are you doing? How'd you block me just then, ma'am? Sir?
Do not. If I can reach it, I will grab it.
This sign over here, do you feel any sort of way about this sign?
I'm really just here for the rally.
And she's really just here to harass me and throw away women's rights to men.
What do you hate about Trump? What do you hate about Trump? What don't you like about Donald Trump? Do you guys feel like Donald Trump has done not well in society? Oi, don't touch the camera. There can be no gender equality without equality for trans people. So what sort of equality would you like to see for trans people personally?
No, thank you.
So it seems like when we're trying to interview advocates of these particular rights, no one wants to answer any questions, which is kind of a little bit strange in my opinion, because, you know, they've come to a rally wanting their voice to be heard, but at the same time, not really wanting to speak to us for some reason.
It's, you know, you come here to speak out your voice, but then they only want to speak it out to certain people certain ways, but, you know, that's what we're here for, right? We're here to showcase everything, so.
I'd like you to elaborate on what the reasoning is. Do you have, like, one solid answer? You can't answer, bro. We're just doing a video. What are you standing here for today? What are you advocating for? Not one person has wanted to talk to me. It's actually crazy, bro. Do you want to explain what you guys are advocating for?
Oh, well, we're here for biological reality to prevail. It's absolutely laughable and total lunacy that we're in a Women's Day march and all everyone wants to do is defend the rights of men to impersonate us.
I've never seen so many angry people in my entire life. So can I just ask you one question about the protests?
It needs a fucking riot!
What riot are you guys talking about?
We're from Socialist Alternative.
Socialist Alternative?
Yeah, we're socialists protesting International Women's Day.
And what sort of ways do you feel like women are oppressed in society today? Can we ask you guys one question for the video real quick? One question? I feel like I'm about to get hit. Can I ask you guys one question? You said F off. Whoa! I think it's safe to say that Melbourne is certainly Australia's most woke city, full stop. Wow, what a day we have had, Louis. What a day in Melbourne, in Australia's most woke city. What are your thoughts? How'd the day go for you?
Yeah, no surprises for what Melbourne is, and that's just the way of life here. It's just how things go, and woke is definitely is the capital name for Melbourne. Yeah. And
ultimately, I definitely agree that Melbourne is Australia's most woke city. What did you guys think? Let us know your comments below on the interactions that we had with people, the things we saw today. And hopefully I'll be back in the city. I did used to live here a couple years ago, but hey, for now, bro, I'm going to leave Melbourne to you. Have fun, and I'm going straight back to Sydney.
Thank you.